in this bulletin. New locally acquired COVID-19 cases in New South Wales and Victoria. Indigenous campaigners criticise a word change to Australia's national anthem. And in sport, Manchester United striker Edinson Cavani banned for 3 matches for a racial social media post. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales has recorded 3 new locally acquired COVID-19 infections. Officials are investigating 3 separate clusters in the Northern Beaches, Croydon and Wollongong. There is, however, a genomic sequencing link between all 3 clusters, but investigators have not yet identified confirmed transmission between them. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says an easing of restrictions will be made over the weekend for residents on Sydney's northern beaches.
We will be adjusting those settings, I've made that very clear. Especially the southern zone of the northern beaches will be feeling some relief. We will be still having in place the main stay-at-home provisions for the northern zone until the 9th of January. It gives us greater heart that most, if not all, of that community transmission has really been stomped out in that region.
2 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Victoria, taking the Melbourne cluster to a total of 10. Victorian health authorities have identified 170 close contacts. They are self-isolating for 14 days. Victoria's COVID-19 testing chief, Jerome Remar, says 3 concurrent investigations are taking place to find patient zero, the source of infection.
Until we identify the absolute index case and its connections to every other case, of course we remain concerned. We know that we have a likely starting point of the 21st of December. That is now, 10, 11 days ago. So that gives us great cause for concern that this may, the change of transmission to go back to that point could go wider than what we've detected at this point in time. That is why the testing effort is so important.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has praised the New South Wales and Victorian governments for their response to the COVID-19 outbreaks. Mr. Morrison says while he understands the frustration caused by border closures, he respects the state's rights to enforce restrictions. While international borders remain closed, Mr. Morrison provided an update on the number of stranded Australians who were able to safely return home.
Since the 18th of September, as we've now drawn to the close of last year, the figures on December 30 was that 63,109 Australians were able to get home by the end of the year since the 18th of September. Now, as you know, that's more than double the number that we had as our target of just around 26,000 back in September. Australians want to come home. We're going to keep helping them to come home, and that'll continue to be an issue we manage into the new year.
South Australia has 4 new cases of COVID-19 who are all returned travellers in hotel quarantine. The state has a total of 11 active cases and all of them are overseas acquired. It comes on the same day the South Australian government announced a new dedicated COVID-19 facility for overseas returned travellers. The Toms Court Hotel will be operational in February. Many of its rooms have balconies and opening windows for fresh air. Australia's chief medical officer says COVID-19 vaccines will be made available to Australians after the regulator assesses all the data. The federal government's timeline sees that happening from March onwards. Elderly, health workers and other vulnerable Australians will be the first to get inoculations. Professor Paul Kelly says other parts of the world are in much greater need than Australia.
There have been now 82 million cases in the world. Here in Australia, just over 28,000. There's been 1.8 million deaths in the world. Here in Australia, 909. They're very different situations. And the TGA will look at all of the data, the tens of thousands of pages of data that will come from the companies, and make their decision.
Australia's national anthem, Advance Australia Fair, has been amended. The second line was changed from "We are young and free" to "We are one and free." Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says much more needs to change than just one word in the anthem.
And yes, it is welcome, and it is part of the process of truth-telling. But it is not what really needs to change. The words that need to change are not necessarily in the national anthem whilst it's welcome. The words that need to change are words in the Australian Constitutional. The Constitution does not recognise First Nations people.
Mr. Morrison says our country's story is ancient, as are the stories of the many First Nations peoples whose stewardship we rightly acknowledge and respect. to sport. Manchester United striker Edinson Cavani has been handed a 3-match suspension by the Football Association for using a racial term in a social media post. The 33-year-old posted on Instagram using the Spanish term negrito, which in slang terms translates as little black person. The Uruguayan issued an apology after being made aware of the connotations. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Mostly sunny with a top of 33 in Perth, much the same in Adelaide, a shower or two and possible storms in Melbourne, partly cloudy in Hobart and Canberra, a shower or two in Wollongong and similar conditions in Sydney. Brisbane is also expecting showers, so too Cairns and Darwin with a possible storm. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos, this is SBS News.